Welcome to the Know Before They Grow podcast. Today, Joshua and Jessica are diving into an important topic, the establishment of paternity in New Jersey. If you've ever wondered how paternity is determined in the Garden State, you're in the right place. They'll explore the legal processes involved and discuss how paternity testing can play a crucial role in establishing a child's father. Whether you're a parent expecting or just curious about family law, this episode is packed with valuable insights. Tune in as they break it all down for you.
Okay, so let's say you're a new parent in New Jersey, right? You're in a world of firsts, first smiles, first steps, maybe even some first tantrums in the grocery store.
Hopefully not too many tantrums.
Right. But what if on top of all that, you're also trying to figure out this whole paternity law thing? And believe me, it can get complicated.
It really can.
So that's exactly what we're diving into today. How to establish paternity in New Jersey, especially if you're not married.
It's more common than people think.
It really is.
Great.
And we're not just talking about like checking a box on a birth certificate.
Right. It's so much bigger than that.
Exactly. We're talking about like serious legal stuff, inheritance, social security benefits. It's about setting your child up for the future,
yeah.
You know?
It is. And that's where IDTO DNA testing comes in. They've got this incredible resource that lays it all out so clearly. And they're the folks who really know their stuff in this field.
They live and breathe this stuff.
Absolutely. They've even managed to explain it all with a little bit of heart, which I really appreciate.
Me too. It's not just a bunch of legal jargon, you know?
Totally. So let's get into it. Establishing paternity. It's a big deal.
Right.
It really impacts a child's life in so many ways. It's not just about biology.
Right. It's about making sure that connection is recognized legally too.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that actually play out? I mean, what's the legal definition of establishing paternity, especially in New Jersey, where things can be a little different?
Well, in New Jersey, it all boils down to formally recognizing a man as the legal father of a child, especially when the parents aren't married. You need that legal acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And that's what then leads to things like inheritance rights, the ability for a child to get social security benefits based on the father's earnings, even just that potential for a strong father-child bond. It's about more than just a name on a piece of paper.
Totally. So much more. So let's say you're an unmarried couple in New Jersey. Everything's clear about who the father is, and you're both ready to make things official. What's the first step? Where do you even begin?
Well, luckily, New Jersey's got this great option for these situations called the Certificate of Parentage, or COP for short.
The COP. I like it. Sounds official.
It is. But it's actually designed to be super straightforward, especially when both parents are in agreement. It's like the express lane for paternity establishment.
Okay, express lane. You definitely have my attention. New parents love efficiency.
For sure. First off, it's free, which is always a plus.
Always.
But the main thing is it's made for those situations where both parents are on the same page about paternity. They sign the COP, file it with the state, and boom, paternity is legally established. Simple as that.
Wow. That really does sound simple. So no need to prep for a courtroom showdown if you go the COP route.
Not at all. It's designed to be really smooth as long as both parents are eligible and agree. And the best part is you can even start the process right at the hospital after the baby is born.
Yeah, that's thinking ahead.
Right. They usually have the forms right there.
That is convenient. Okay, but what about situations that aren't so straightforward? Like say there's a question about who the biological father actually is. What happens then?
Yeah, that's where it can get a bit trickier. That's when genetic testing usually comes into play to give everyone those clear answers.
Makes sense. When there are doubts, you go to the source.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that either parent can actually request this testing, or it can even be ordered by a court if there's a legal dispute.
So genetic testing, it's a big deal, right?
It is, yeah. It's not just about science and data. It comes with a lot of weight legally, emotionally.
Totally. And I imagine getting those results, it can be life-changing for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to make sure those test results are accurate and reliable, which is where those folks at IDTO DNA testing really shine. They're the ones who can give the courts and those families the answers they need.
So they're like the truth tellers in all of this.
Yeah, you could say that. Their work is super important. Okay, so we've talked about the COP, that certificate of parentage. But what about when that's just not an option? Like maybe there's a disagreement about paternity or one parent's not exactly cooperating. What happens then? It's not always easy, right?
Right. Life's not always sunshine and roses.
Exactly. Sometimes things get a little messy, and that's where the family court comes in. They're there to help families figure things out, even when it's tough.
Yeah.
Even when the parents aren't seeing eye to eye.
So the court's like the referee when things get a little heated.
In a way, yes. their main job is to look out for the child's best interests. And a lot of times that means they'll order genetic testing if it hasn't been done already to get to the bottom of things.
So the court steps in, gathers the evidence, and makes a decision.
Exactly. They hear everyone out, look at those test results, and then a judge makes a ruling on paternity. It can take a bit longer, but it's designed to be thorough and fair.
I bet having a lawyer by your side through all of that makes a world of difference.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you end up in court. You want someone who knows the ins and outs of the law, who can make sure your rights are protected and that your voice is heard. It's important to remember this isn't just about paperwork. It's about people's lives, a child's future, a parent's rights and responsibilities. It's serious stuff.
And it makes you realize how important those legal rights we talked about earlier really are. Because if a dad hasn't legally established paternity, he could miss out on being a part of his child's life. And the child, they might lose out on having that relationship with their father. On top of those other things, inheritance, knowing their family medical history.
So you're right. It's about protecting everyone involved. The father, the child, and yes, even the mother. Having another parent legally responsible for their child, that makes a difference.
For sure. It's not just about the emotional side either. Like we said, there are real tangible benefits for the child too. Mm-hmm. Social security down the line, things like that. They all hinge on that legal recognition.
You got it. And you know what? That actually brings up another important point. Time, it's not always on our side.
Oh, right. There's that whole 23-year rule thing in New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of surprised me when I learned about it. It's like there's a deadline on all of this.
There is. It's not something you can just keep putting off forever.
So what exactly is this 23-year rule for those who are just tuning in?
Basically, it means that in New Jersey, paternity has to be established before the child turns 23. After that, it gets a lot harder, sometimes even impossible, to get the ball rolling.
It's like that saying, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Exactly. Except in this case, it's more like, don't wait till they're 23.
Right. Because even though all this legal stuff can feel overwhelming, sometimes ignoring it, that's not the answer.
Nope. It's always better to be informed to know your options. And thankfully, there are resources out there to help New Jersey's child support website, for example. They've got a ton of information about establishing paternity, and they can even point you towards legal aid organizations if you need help navigating all of this.
It's true. You don't want to be scrambling for this information when it's too late, right?
Exactly. And that's kind of the whole point of these deep dives, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To arm people with information, because knowledge is power.
Totally. It's like you never know who in your life might be going through this.
Yeah.
A friend, a family member. And maybe this information could help them.
Absolutely. Even if you're not dealing with this personally, you might know someone who is starting a family or trying to figure out the whole co-parenting thing.
Yeah.
And being able to point them in the right direction, even just knowing about those resources, like the child support website, that can be huge.
It's about having each other's backs,
yeah.
You know, because this whole legal process,
right.
It's designed to help families,
yeah.
But it can feel overwhelming. So any bit of support helps.
For sure. It's about recognizing that these legal things, they're not meant to be roadblocks.
Yeah.
They're there to help families thrive.
Well said.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into all things paternity here in New Jersey, what's that one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
You know, if I could stress one thing, it's this establishing paternity. It's not just about dotting your I's and crossing your assumes legally or even about biology. It's about something much bigger. It's about setting a child up for success in every sense of the word.
It's giving them that solid foundation.
Yes. It's about making sure they have access to their full medical history, that they're secure in their rights, like potential inheritance. And maybe most importantly, it's about fostering that bond, that loving relationship between a father and child. Those things matter. They have a ripple effect throughout a child's life.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's about recognizing how important that parent-child relationship is, no matter what it looks like. And hey, sometimes it is a little bit of legal legwork to give that relationship its best shot. And for anyone listening who wants to learn more about the DNA testing side of things, especially as it relates to establishing paternity, those folks at IDTO DNA Testing are amazing. They really know their stuff. You can reach them at 973-718-4515. They're a fantastic resource and can walk you through that process step by step. Until next time, keep diving deep, everyone.
Remember, it's better to know before they grow.